Shalom to all. In today's Afiyot Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Zvachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Beis, all the way through Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalid. Here we have our last Mishnah regarding Dam, blood of a korban, and we're not talking about where it got mixed up. Here we're specifically referring to something we mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah, namely psul of blood being brought into a place where it's not allowed to be. And that's what Mishnah says. Chatos shekibul dam b'shnei kaisos. We have a korban chatos that its avodah is supposed to be done b'chutz, just on the regular outside mizbech in Hazara, and its blood was caught in two different cups. So we have two cups of blood, they're both perfectly fine to be used. And Yatza Echaman Lachotz, one of them was brought outside, which means it was brought outside the Azara. So that blood is possible, but Apnimi Kasher, the inner one, meaning the cup that remained in the Azara, that's Kasher and could be used no problem. However, let's say it was the other way around, Nichnas Echaman Lefnim, the one of these cups of blood was brought inside the Heichal, inside the Kodesh, and it's not allowed to be brought there either. What's the din regarding the one that still remained outside? Rebbe Yisrael Glili Machshir B'chitzon, Rebbe Yisrael Glili allows the one that remained outside to be sprinkled on the Mizbech, or Zvachampas and Lacham Pasol, and that's based off of Josh and a Pasuk. Now, Rebbe Yisrael Glili, he explains why he holds that it's still kosher, because Mayim Bim Kam Shamachshava Paiseles, just like in a place, where just a simple thought will pasol, and when is that? Bachot, that the Kohen had a thought, for example, he's going to do Zrikas Adam outside where he's allowed to, that pasols everything, but Loy Asa Samashar Kayotze wouldn't treat that whatever blood is inside as if it was brought outside, namely, in the first case of the Mishnah, when some blood was physically brought outside the Azara, wouldn't treat whatever blood was remaining in the Azara as if it was brought outside, well, Makam She'ena Machshav Paiseles, in a case where a thought doesn't pasol, namely, Bifnim, if a Kohen has a thought, I'm going to do Zrikas Adam to this Chatos inside the Heichal, that doesn't pasol the Karbon, Ein Edin Shalei Nasas Mishar Kenichnos, shouldn't we for sure say that whatever was left outside is not like it was brought in, and just because one cup of blood was brought inside the Heichal, that's not a reason to pasol the blood that remained outside in the Azara, and that's a great svar for Rabbi Yosei Glili. And move on to another case, Nichnas L'chaper, let's say all the blood of this Chatos was brought inside the Heichal, and his intention was to be mechaper with it, meaning to sprinkle it inside the Heichal, afal pi shalei kiper, even though he didn't actually sprinkle it, pasol it's pasol, div Rabbi Lezer's Rizal's opinion, or Rabbi Shimon says that no, achi chaper, it's until he actually sprinkles it in the Heichal, and if he turned around and went back outside the Heichal into the Azar with his blood, it's not a problem, it's still allowed to be used. Now Rabbi Huda says that it really depends, im hechnes shoygeg kosher, if he had walked into the Heichal, b'shoygeg, he thought that this was one of the chatois that needs to have its blood sprinkled inside the Heichal, that's why he went inside, so then it's still kosher to be used, and he can go back outside and sprinkle it on the mizbech achitzain. Another din regarding dam, kol dam b'psulim shenein ogam mizbech, any dam which is pasul that was sprinkled on the mizbech, loy hitzra tzitz, there's no ritzoy tzitz. This is a special pasuk that tells us that the tzitz, the golden plate that the Kohen Gadol has on his forehead that says Kodesh Hashem, that is meratza, that brings about an acceptance for avoida of dam that was done improperly. So there's no ritzoy tzitz for all these bloods that are pasul that were sprinkled on the mizbech, ela ala tameh, except if the blood was tameh. Shat tzitz meratza al tameh, ve'in meratza al yotze. The tzitz is only meratza, it only brings about this acceptance for avoida of blood that was done, even though it shouldn't have been, only if that blood was tameh and sprinkled. But it's not meratza on yotze if the blood was brought outside the Azara and it was possible because of that, and then for whatever reason the Kohen brought it back in and sprinkled on the Mizbeach, that sits as not Maratza and the carbon is still possible. And then moving on to Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, we begin discussing a new topic, which is the first line in the Mishnah, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es Haroyloi, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, it sanctifies that which is fit for it. And this is referring to a carbon or parts of a carbon that were possible and they were brought on the Mizbeach anyway. Since they're on the top of the Mizbeach, it's Mekadesh it, it sanctifies it, and we're not allowed to take it off of the Mizbeach. However, as we saw in this first line, that's only for something which is fitting for the Mizbeach. If it's not fitting for the Mizbeach, then even though it was brought in the Mizbeach, it's not Kadosh, it's not sanctified, and we take it off. So the question is, what does that mean, something which is fitting for the Mizbeach? And here we have Machlokes. Rabbi Shua says, Kol Roy L'Ishem, anything that's fit for the fire of the Mizbeach, meaning if it was kosher and it was supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, Im Ala Lo Yered, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to bring it down. How do we know this? Shemar, because the pasuk says, He Ha'Ola Al Mokta Al Mizbeach, and what do we learn from these words, He Ha'Ola? It's the Ola that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, Ma Ola Shi Ru'i L'Ishem, just a carbon Ola that's supposed to be burned by the fire. Im also like Tayrid, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to take it down. I've called up a shuroy l'ishem. So to any carbon or any part of a carbon that's supposed to be burned on the mizbeach, im ala lo yered, if it was brought up when it was pasul, we don't take it off. However, Rav Gamliel argues, and he says, kol roy l'mizbeach, as anything that's fitting to be brought on the mizbeach, not fitting to be burned, but fitting to be brought on the mizbeach. Im ala lo yered, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to take it down. Shemar Kaz pasuk says, and it's the same pasuk, ki ala mikdal mizbeach. And what do we learn from here? Ma ala shi roy l'mizbeach, just like a carbon oila is fitting to be brought on the mizbeach, im also loiterate, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to take it down. Af kol davar shiroy l'mizbeach, so to anything that's fitting for the mizbeach, im ala yered, if it was brought up, we don't take it down. Now, what's the difference between the two of them? Ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel divrei Rabbi Shua. There's no difference between what Rabbi Gamliel is saying and Rabbi Shua is saying. Ela hadam va nesachim, except for the blood of the carbon and the nesachim, the wine libation. Shins. Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says, Lo Yeredu, they're not going to be taken down even though they're Pasul. Whereas Rabbi Shua Amir Yeredu. Rabbi Shua says they will be brought down because Rabbi Shua's drasha is only in regards to something that's fitting to be burned on the Mizbeach. While Nesachim and blood is not burned on the Mizbeach. So therefore, even if it was brought up, we're going to take it down because it's Pasul. Whereas according to Rabbi Gamliel, it has nothing to do with burning. It has to do with something that's brought on the Mizbeach. And both Dam and Nesachim are fitting to be brought on the Mizbeach. So if they're brought up, even though they're Pasul, we're not going to bring them down. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Hazevach kosher of a Nesachim psulim. Let's say the carbon itself was kosher, but the Nesachim, for whatever reason, were Pasul. Or, Hanesachim ksherim vazevach Pasul. It was the other way around. The Nesachim were kosher, but the carbon itself was Pasul. And it can even be Afilu Zevzeb psulim, even if both of them, the carbon and the Nesachim were Pasul, the rule is with both of them, Hazevach lo yered va Nesachim yeredu. The carbon itself is not going to be brought down if it was brought up, even though it's Pasul, and the Nesachim will be brought down. So that's like a midline shita, if you will. Now, the previous Mishnah taught us a rule regarding carbonus or parts of carbonus that were Pasul, but were put on the Mizbeach anyway, and how the Mizbeach is Makadish them, it sanctifies them, and we don't take them off of the Mizbeach, even though L'chatchil they were not supposed to have been brought up there. Once they're on the top of the Mizbeach, they're sanctified and they're not allowed to be brought down. So the question is, what type of psulim are we referring to that it's Pasul and it shouldn't have been brought up? And that's what Mishnah Beis tells us. The Ilu Im Al Lo Yeredu, these are the things we're referring to that if they were brought up, they're not going to be taken down. It's these psulim. Number one, Halon. If the parts of the carbon stayed overnight and they're really not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, but he did it anyway, or Vatame, they became Tame, Vahayotze, or if it was brought out of the Azara, Vanishchat Chotlizmanoi, or if it was shechted with intention that it's going to be brought Chotlizman, or if Chotlim Kaimai, it was shechted or one of the vites was done with intention of Chotlim Kaimai, or if it was a Kiblu Psulim, if a apostle person had caught the blood, or if it was Zarkoiz Damai, if a apostle person sprinkled the blood. These are all Psulim that the things are not allowed to be brought on top of the Mizbeach, but if they were, we're not going to take them down. Now, Rabbi Huda says, Shinishchat Habalaila, if it was shechted at night, or Shinishbach Dama, if the blood had spilled out and wasn't sprinkled on the Mizbeach, or if the blood was taken outside of where it's allowed to be, im also, if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, teirid, it's brought down. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, loy teirid, it's not brought down. Why is that? Shai Rabbi Shimon says, and here's a very key din. Kol she psula b'kodesh, ha-kodesh mekabloi. Loy ha-yay psula b'kodesh, ein ha-kodesh mekabloi. If his psul was in the kodesh, then the kodesh accepts it. If not, then not. Which means, if when the animal was brought to the Azara, that's what we mean by b'kodesh. It was inside the kodesh, and only then it became possible. Only then something happened to it that told us that we're not allowed to continue being makrav it. Then the kodesh is mekabel it, and if it was brought in the mizbeach, it's not going to be taken down. It's only if its psul was not in the kodesh, which means it was already psul before it was brought in the Azara. Then, if for whatever reason it was brought in the Azara and put on the mizbeach, doesn't make a difference, we take it down. And all these things, Rabbi Yehuda just mentioned, that the blood spilled out, or it's shechted at night, or his blood was taken outside of the klaim, these are all things that the psul happened only once the carbon was brought into the Azara, and therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, nope, that we're going to leave it up on top of the mizbeach. Now, moving on to Mishnah Gimel, is really just a continuation. Elu loy hayu psulin b'kodesh, the following things, it's considered that the psul is not in the kodesh, meaning they were psul before being brought into the Azara. Harivea v'nirba, if an animal had relations with a person, or if a person had relations with this animal, v'amukta, if it was designated for service of Azara, v'nevad, if it was actually served as an Azara, v'ha'esnan, if it was given as payment to a zayna for her services, v'amachir, if it was exchanged for a dog, v'akalayim, if this animal is a result of a forbidden mating in between two different animals, v'hatrefa, or if it has a psul that tells us that it's not going to live out the year, that's called a trefa, v'yotze daifen, or if it was born a C-section, they had to do surgery to take it out of the mother, or bali mumin, if the animal is a bal mum, all these are considered psulim. They're already outside the kodesh, and therefore, even if for whatever reason they're brought in and they're shechted and it's brought on top of the mizbeach, we take it right down. Now, Rabbi Kiva machshir bali mumin, Rabbi Kiva is machshir with a bal mum that once it's brought on the mizbeach, we don't take it down, or as Chananya Sgana Kehanim Omer, or Chananya Sgana Kehanim says, doicha haya abes bali mumin melgam mizbeach. My father used to push away bal mumin from his mizbeach, which means that bifar hasya, in the open, if a bal mum was put up on the mizbeach, wouldn't just take it down. However, he was doicha it. He found some sort of roundabout way to be able to get the meat of the bal mum off the mizbeach. Again, it wasn't done in the open bifar hasya so everyone could see, oh look, we're taking a bal mum off the mizbeach, but he still did make sure that it was taken off and he didn't leave it there. But we discussed when we started at the beginning of the parak, namely, when something was put on top of the mizbeach, even though it shouldn't have been, does it get taken down? Or no, once it's up there, the mizbeach is mekadesh it and it stays up there. So the Mishnah tells us, k'shem she'im alu lo yerdu, just like we discussed previously, that if certain things were brought up, they're not supposed to be brought down, even though again, they weren't supposed to be brought up in the first place. Once they're up on the mizbeach, we don't take them down. K'chem yardu lo yalu. So too, if they were brought down for some reason, they're not put back up. V'chulin she'alu chayim l'resh mizbeach. All these, if they were brought up alive, before the animal was shechted, if it was brought up alive on top of the mizbeach, yeredu, then they should be brought down because they weren't shechted yet. Now we just give an example. Oilo she'alsa chayim l'resh mizbeach. Let's say a carbon oil was brought up alive to the top of the mizbeach, teirid, it should be brought down, as we just said. However, shchata Let's say it was shechted at the top of Mizbeach, even though, again, that should not happen, but let's say it was shechted at the top of Mizbeach, so then the Kohen should flay it, meaning skin it, take off the skin, and cut it into pieces exactly where it is in its place, and he should not take it down and do it in the Azara. He should leave it on the top of the Mizbeach. And moving on to Mishnah Hei, Ve'ilu Im Alu Yeredu, the following. If they were brought up on top of Mizbeach, they should be brought down. And as we know from the earlier Mishnayas, this is something which is not Roy for the top of Mizbeach, since it doesn't belong there, so it's supposed to be brought down. What are these? Bisar Kachi Kachim, meat of Kachi Kachim, that's supposed to be eaten and it's not supposed to be burned. Bisar Kachim Kalim, also meat of Kachim Kalim, that's supposed to be eaten and not burned. Maisar HaOimer, leftover of the carbon Oimer, Ushte Alechem, and the two Lechamim that are brought on Shavuos, Velechem Haponim, these are the showbreads, the 12 Lechem Haponim that we have every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, Ushiar Menachos, leftovers of Karbonos Mincha, just the Kmitza, fistful, is put on the Mizbeach, but the rest is eaten by the Kohanim, the Akhtairas, and the Akhtairas as well, that's not put on the Mizbeach. So all these, if they were brought up on top, should be brought down. More examples, and here we're going to see that it depends. Hatsemer Shebrashei Kvasim, the wool that's on the heads of young lambs, Vaseir Shebizgan Tiyashim, and the hair, which is the beards of goats, Tiyashim are older goats, and often goats have beards, so that beard of the goat, Vatsamois, and bones, Vagidim, and sinews, Vakarnaim, and horns, Vatlafayim, and hooves, Bizmanchin Mechubarin, if they're attached to the animal, so Yahweh, they can be brought up on the Mizbeach. Shenemer the Pasuk says, Vehikter Aaron Esakal HaMizbecha, Aaron should bring everything on the Mizbeach, and since, let's say, the leg of the animal is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, so the hoof, which is attached to the leg, is also allowed to be brought up with it. It doesn't have to be cut off beforehand. However, Pershu, if it got separated somehow, Lo Yalu, then it's not brought up. Shenemer, because Pasuk says, Vesisa Elisecha HaBasar VaHadam, and so we see that specifically, just the meat and the blood is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, so if somehow one of these parts got separated from the animal, as the example we just used was the hoof, if somehow it got separated from the leg, then we don't bring it up by itself, we just bring the leg and not the hoof. And we continue discussing what we had in the previous Mishnah is that if something was brought up on top of the Mizbeach and shouldn't have been there, but then was brought down, we're not supposed to bring it back up. So here we continue with this. V'chulam shepaku me'agam Mizbeach, all of them, if they were thrown off of the Mizbeach, lo yachzir, they shouldn't be brought back on. You know when you have oil on a pan and it's boiling and then a little bit of water gets dropped inside, there's splashes that fly out, or sometimes you're frying schnitzel and a little piece will pop out or jump out of the pan. So sometimes that happened on the Mizbeach. You had a fire that was burning, things were being put into it. Sometimes because of the heat or other circumstances, something would just get thrown off of the Mizbeach. So one of these things that we've been discussing that was not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, but was put there anyway. As we had said, lo yerdu, don't take them down. However, if they were pakum agam Mizbeach, they flew off the Mizbeach, so don't put them back up. And similarly says the Mishnah of Chen Gachel shepakum agam Mizbeach. If a coal was on the Mizbeach and got thrown off, we don't put it back up. And here we have something that depends. A varm shepakum agam Mizbeach, we have limbs of carbonos that were supposed to be put there. They were put in the fire to be burned, and they're in the middle of this process, and then they got thrown off of the Mizbeach. Kadim chatzos, if it's before chatzos, yachzir, it should be put back on, because we still have a chiv to burn it, and therefore it's put back on. And umaylin bohen, one could be over me'ila with it if he misappropriates it. He uses it for his own benefit. He could be over me'ila because it still has kedusha. Whereas the achatzos, if it's ready after chatzos, lo yachzir, don't put it back on. And ve'ein moylin bohen, one is not going to be over me'ila with it. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, here we have another din. Kashem shem mizbeach makadosh saroy loy, just like the mizbeach is makadosh that which is fitting for it, as we've been discussing the entire time. Something that wasn't supposed to be put on the mizbeach for whatever reason, but was brought up on top. The mizbeach is makadosh it, so we don't take it down. Kacha kevesh makadosh. So to the ramp in the mizbeach affects that same thing. It's makadosh what's put on it. And kashem shem mizbeach makadosh makadosh saroy lohen, just like the mizbeach and the ramp are makadosh that which is fit for them. Kacha kelim makadoshim. So to the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash are makadosh that which is fit for them. Continuing to discuss this, klei halach makadosh asalach umidas ayavish makadosh ayavish. Something which is meant for liquids such as oil, wine, or water. That's makadosh these liquids that are put inside, and something which is yavesh, dry, such as flour, is makadosh something dry that's put inside. However, ein klei alach makadosh sayavesh v'lo midas sayavesh makadosh salach. A kli that's meant for liquids is not makadosh anything dry put inside, and a kli that's meant for something dry is not makadosh something moist put inside. And the nafkamina over here would be that once something is makadosh by a kli sharis, it was put in the proper kli and now it's kadosh, you can't be paid it. You can't transfer its kedusha onto money for whatever reason. There's also psul of lino. It's not allowed to stay overnight or without being processed in whatever way it's supposed to be. However, if it's not kadosh in a kli, you can leave it there, no problem, because it's not kadosh yet. The mission continues. Klei kadosh nikvu. Let's say we have one of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash that got a hole in it. Im oisin heim me'in malachton shayu oisin v'heim shleimim mekachin. If it's able to perform the same malacha that it was used for beforehand, meaning the hole doesn't make so much of a difference, you could still use it, so there's still mekadesh. But if not, ain mekachin, then it's not mekadesh because you can't use it, and therefore it's not going to mekadesh anything put inside. Now, just an interesting side note, the Rav explains that anytime we have a broken kli in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't fix it. We make or we buy a brand new one. And something with the knives of the Beis HaMikdash, if it gets a pagam, if it gets a nick in it, we don't shave it down and fix it, we get a brand new knife. And the clothing kaihanim, if they get a certain level of dirty, we don't wash them, we just make make brand new clothing. And this is all because of a concept called Ein Anius B'Makom Ashiras. When you're in a place of Ashiras, when you're in a place of wealth, we don't act like paupers. We don't act like poor people. You have to fix something. A wealthy person, he just buys a brand new one. And the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's house. It was full of gold and silver and copper, and there was such opulence there, obviously all Chod Shemayim, for the grandeur and beauty and splendor of Hashem. And an expression of Ein Anius B'Makom Ashiras is if something breaks, you just get a brand new one. You don't fix it. The mission concludes, V'kulon, all these, Ein Mekadshin Ela B'Kodesh. They're only Mekadesh in the Kodesh, if they're in the Azara, and they have something put into them, so then they're Mekadesh it. But if not, then they're not Mekadesh. And now we move on to another topic. The Mishnah tells us, Kol HaTadir Mechaveroi, Kodem Es Chaveroi. Whatever is more Tadir, it's more common, that comes first. So we have two different things that we're supposed to be doing, bring a carbon, or doing the Avodah of one of the carbonos. Which one do we do first? Whichever one is Tadir, whichever one is more common. This rule is often called Tadir V'She'ena Tadir, Tadir Kodem. We have something that's more common and less common, so the thing that's more common comes first. And we find that all over. We have talus and tefillin to put on. Which one do we put on first, talus or tefillin? Well, talus is tadir. You wear it more often because talus is worn on Shabbos and Yontif when we don't wear tefillin. So we're going to put on a talus before tefillin. And there's many different applications of this rule. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us in regards to karbanos. And the Mishnah continues, Hatmidim kodem l'musafin. The karban tamid, which is brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, that comes before a karban musaf. Because karban musaf doesn't come every day. It's only on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, but not every day. So karban tamid comes before the karban musaf. Musafei Shabbos kodem musafei Rosh Chodesh. But when we have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the musaf of Shabbos comes before the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because obviously Shabbos is more often than Rosh Chodesh. And musaf Rosh Chodesh kodem musafei Rosh Hashanah. The musaf that's brought in Rosh Chodesh comes before the musaf that's brought in Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is only once a year. Now, how do we know this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Mivad oilas habayikar shel oilas hatamid tasu es eile." And this drasha tells us that whatever is tadir, we bring it first. And moving on to Mishnah Beis with another important rule: "Chol makodesh mechaveroi kodem es chaveroi." Whatever is more holy than the next thing, that comes before. Here's examples: dam chatos kodem dam oila. If we have two bloods that need to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, the blood of a carbon chatos and blood of a carbon oila, we do the chatos first. Mibnei shumer ratze, because meratze. What does it mean? It's meratze. So carbon chatos is a kapara for somebody who is over an iser that he would get kares for, and that needs obviously a very big kapara, and therefore the chatos in a way has more kedusha than a carbon oila does. However, avrei oila kodmin le'imurei chatos, the limbs of a carbon oila that need to be put on the mizbeach, they come before the limbs of a chatos that need to be put on the mizbeach. Why is that? Mibnei shehen kol ishem, that's because they're completely burned. A carbon oila is completely burned on the mizbeach, whereas a chatos is only partially burned, and some of it is eaten by kaihanim. So when it comes to the blood of a chatos and the blood of an oila, the blood of the chatos is more kadosh. When it comes to the limbs of an oila and chatos, so the oila comes first. The Mishnah continues, chatos kedem la asham, a carbon chatos comes before an asham. Why is that? Mibnei shedam niton al arba kornes v'al yisoid, because the blood of the chatos is applied to four corners on the mizbeach and to the yisoid. The extra blood is poured on the yisoid of the mizbeach. Now asham kadem la toidu el nazir, carbon asham comes before a toida and the ram brought by a nazir. Why is that? Mibnei shu kachem kachem, because an asham is called kachem kachem and these are kachem kalim. Now a toida v'el nazir kadem la shlamim, a carbon toida and the ram of a nazir comes before regular carbon shlamim. Why is that? Mibnei shein nachal liyam echlu tunim lachem. That's because they're eaten only for one day and bread is brought along with them as well. So that makes it more chashav and kadosh. And shlamim kadem la bachar, carbon shlamim comes before bachar. Mibnei shein tuunim matan arba smichun sachem tunim chaz v'shaik, because a carbon shlamim requires all these things. Matan arba is four blood applications on the sides of the mizbeach. Smicha is that the owner needs to lean on it before it's shechted. Nesachim is wine libations that come along with it. And the chaz and the shaik, which is the chest and the leg, are waved around. So that makes it more kadosh than a bachar, and that's why it's going to be brought first. Now we learned a rule in the first two mishnayos of the parak. Number one, tadir v'she'eino tadir, tadir kodem. Then when we have two things that need to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, one is more common, one is less common, we do the one that's more common first. The next rule was, when we have two things that need to be done, one is more kadosh, one is less kadosh, so we do the more kadosh one first. So Mishnah Gemara continues with this, habachar kodem l'maaser. A bachar, firstborn animal, bringing it is going to come before a maaser animal, which we know every single year a person has to take all the new animals born to them, they count out every 10th one, and that's given as maaser behema. So bachar comes before maaser behema. Why is that? Mishnah kedushasa meirechem v'nechol kaihanim. That's because bachar, it's kadosh meirechem from the womb. The moment it comes out of its mother, it's a bachar, it's a firstborn, it's automatically kadosh, and it's also only eaten by kaihanim as opposed to maaser, which is not like that. Now, a maaser kadim la'ifais, maaser behema comes before birds, mibneshu zevach, because when we're talking about an animal carbon is called a zevach, and a zevach is always on a higher level than a bird carbon, which is not called a zevach, v'yesh by kachay kachim, and also an animal, it's maaser behema, has a part that's called kachay kachim, namely damai ve'imurav, its blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, and some of its emurim are put on the mizbeach to be burned. That's what we're calling kachay kachim, and so it has these things over birds. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing to discuss, ha'ifais kan lo menachais, bird carbonas are going to come before carbon mincha, b'nei shein minei dame. them. That's because they have to do with blood. Part of the avodah is to bring the blood on the mizbeach, and that brings about a very significant kapara, and therefore the bird carbon is going to come before a mincha. Whereas minchas chayte, kedemos minchas nedava, if a person did an avera that requires him to bring carbon mincha, that's going to come before a mincha of a nedava. If a person just wanted to donate a mincha to the base of mikdash, that's not on high as a level as a minchas chayte. Why is that? Mneishi baal chayte, because minchas chayte comes due to a sin, and that's for a kapara, so that's on a higher level. Now going back to bird carbonos, chatos ha'ayv kedemos la'ayla sa'ayv. If we have two bird carbonos that have to be brought, a chatos and a ayla, so the chatos comes first, and v'chein begdesha also in regards to being makdash them. If a person has to bring a chatos ha'ayv and a ayla sa'ayv, he should first say harezu chatos to the bird that's going to be the chatos, and then he says harezu ayla. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.